And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, thanks for coming back. We're going to talk a little bit more about pizzas, and I'm joined again with Shasta and Corey from Old World Olive Company. And how many locations do you have?
We have four.
Four.
Yep.
Okay. One over in Plymouth.
One in Plymouth, one in downtown Rockford, one on Monroe Center right across from the Art Museum, and then one in the downtown market.
Yeah. How's the downtown market doing?
It's good. You know, we've all come out of a funky year.
Yeah.
And to say everything is fabulous and back
to... I love going there, though.
Oh, we do, too.
Yeah.
We love going there.
I would think your product would do really well there.
It does. It's been a good location for us, and I think it's a natural fit in a location like that.
Boutique.
Yeah, absolutely. And
there's a lot of cool, like Fishmongers and all those guys.
Yeah.
You can get some great food down there. But so let's talk about what you brought for pizzas and how you like to build a pizza.
Yeah, so I may be a little different than the ordinary, which you've told me many times, Bob, so I'm not surprised, right? But I like to kind of pre-cook that crust just a little bit.
I do, too.
Because I don't like a doughy pizza.
Right.
The worst thing to me is you've got this beautiful-looking pizza that you just pulled off the grill. You can't wait to try it. You cut into it. And the center's doughy.
And here's the deal. If you put, and I love a lot of sauce on a pizza.
I do, too.
And if you put a lot of sauce on raw dough, you're going to have that bland.
It doesn't cook well.
And especially if, let's say your grill struggles to get to 450.
Right.
And you're really grilling at about 400. It'll still do the job, but there's the perfect time to pre-bake your crust.
Right. Absolutely. And so I think when you do that, you can, you know, the pizza stone is awesome. That's what I recommend that you do. That's what Michael Simon recommends that you do. I've seen where people just throw the dough right onto a grate that's been gently oiled. And I've seen that work before. My favorite is the pizza stone because it's an even cook.
There is a pizza shop up in Cedar Springs, just north of you, called like Stein Brothers.
Okay.
They reopened. They have the most beautiful crust you would ever want to eat in your life. I can't do a crust like that.
Really?
It's just real puffy on the outside,
yeah,
but nice and crispy in the middle.
They must have that good 550 heat going on,
yeah,
super fast.
And then what kind of flour are you going to use?
So you can use regular flour. I mean, you don't have to use a specialty flour, but you know, anything that is... I like to sift the flour out just a little bit. It makes it a little bit fluffier.
Get the rocks out of it.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, make it finer. And then, you know, you're adding your water and your yeast and kneading it and letting it rest.
When my daughter came over one of these times, she's, you know, she had just gotten back from Italy, I think.
Oh, nice.
And Emily. And she's one of our bakers, right? And she brought in a high protein, I want to say it was like saffron or something like that, and it was a yellow flour.
Sure.
And I found it just at the supermarket. But I used to go to King Milling, and my buddy Greg there would always get me a bag of their high protein flour. He'd get me like a 10-pound bag. It'd last me for a year or two.
Right.
But I think they're called Double Zero.
Yeah, and so, you know, there are pizza places around that I know of that use flour such as that. I don't know, you know, I don't know that industry
not
well
your
enough.
Okay.
Yeah, to know if that's like commonplace.
Right.
But yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah, and I guess what will happen is I'll get the inkling to have a pizza, and I'll just make up some crust, and I'm rushing it.
Right.
And that yeast hasn't fully activated, so it's kind of hard and chewy. And
right.
Everybody will say, oh, it's great, and I'm really unhappy with it.
And you're unhappy with
it.
Yeah. And, you know, we are our own worst critics
yep.
on our food because we enjoy cooking and because we enjoy serving other people and showing our love through food, really. I'm the same way. It's got to be just right, or I don't want to serve it.
So I guess one of the other things I like to do is I get kind of picky about the cheeses and the quantity of it. I like using three cheeses. I'll put mozzarella, and I'll shred some aged provolone, and then I'll shred some Parmesan, and I'll mix those three together with, 60% of it being mozzarella.
Right. That provolone gives a nice different stretch and texture.
Yeah, it's a little sharper too, because mozzarella can be kind of boring.
Can be boring.
And the Parmesan really spikes it up.
Yep.
And I'm so hungry right now.
Right.
I could
have brought in a portable grill or something, right?
So also, I guess, we probably beat up some of these items enough, but I do believe Corey brought up something really valid. I think the naan bread, because I think a lot of people are afraid of the dough. They make pizzas all the time, but they're like me, just dough hesitant.
Yeah, that's your foundation. That really, it's like with anything, you got to start with something really good to put the rest of the toppings on.
If you think about, these pizza shops, so they make up a giant vat of it at the time, and at a time. So, I mean, it can't be that hard.
Yeah. There's a little bit of technique.
I think making it a few days in advance is really the key.
Yeah, if you can get a 3-day rise on a dough, that's when we have found it. It just is.
So you typically do that Friday, then you make your dough for Sunday?
Yeah, and then we make it for Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you don't put it in the refrigerator.
We'll put it in the refrigerator just to start, and then pull it out and then let it continue to proof. It proofs easier and faster in just a normal, room temperature condition.
So you use naan bread sometimes?
Yeah. That's really a quick and easy secret. You can buy a naan bread at any of your local stores, and we'll just brush it with some olive oil and put it on the grill, flip it both sides, get it just a little bit crispy, and then put your toppings on.
One of the chains I really love is Trader Joe's.
Oh, right.
And they sell several different doughs that I think I'll just give up on trying to perfect my dough recipe and just start buying it there all the time.
Well,
because they've got that herb dough.
Crust. Right.
And I mean, it's so cheap.
It takes the guesswork out.
It's the best.
But same technique with that. You got to let that come to room temperature, because even though it's a pre-made dough,
it's in the refrigerator.
It's still in the refrigerator. It's got to come back down
so
to room temperature.
So you've bought it before.
Oh, yes. Yeah, in fact, we've bought just dough balls from many local pizza places here in town.
Okay, the Flat River Grill in Lowell is expanding.
Oh, wow.
The bar next door went out, and so they bought that. And they have a pizza there that my wife loves, and it's got sautéed onions. I don't know if it's not the Thai pizza, probably, but that one's really good, too. And it's caramelized onions, goat cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, and a balsamic on it.
That sounds delicious.
And it is fantastic. Yeah. I can't think of which one it is. But they do some crazy things with pizzas like that, and I'm kind of a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love just we've got a place called Three Brothers, and they'll make, like, I'll get a 16 or 18-inch, and especially we usually get a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get one for the guys and one for the pickies.
That sounds like our pizza Sunday, right?
So it's just pepperoni.
Yep.
When our kids were little, they just wanted cheese.
Right. We went through that stage.
It broke my heart to buy a cheese pizza. It was like ridiculous. I think using the grill is just going to change your game in it. And I think if you can get around my personal imperfections of crust hesitancy.
Yeah, right.
Probably. So Trader Joe's, that might be the answer. Maybe I should quit struggling and just admit that I'm a failure at crust.
Oh, well, Those are hard words.
If there's a support group for guys like me, just... Yeah. Other than AA.
PA, Pizzas Anonymous.
All right, in the next segment, I want to go through a recipe that Emily uses, my daughter, and has perfected. And in the meantime, I'll text her and see if I can get the name of that flour. We're going to be right back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.